Hello, Liam Horan here from Slí Nua Careers. As you may have noticed, overnight the GAA have announced that they'll be advertising 90 job bridge internships tomorrow, Wednesday. 90 new internships under the GAA job bridge internship scheme over the next month. Already the GAA have had 105 interns placed in 24 counties. And the next phase will be rolled out with a particular focus on games development and coaching coordinators, specifically in urban areas. So this audio book really is, if you're thinking about going for one of those jobs, what do you need to be doing? Well, the main thing when going for any job, be it full-time paid pensionable or a job bridge scheme like this, is to fully understand the job spec. I've already seen one of the advertisements from one of the counties, and they talk about what they're looking for. So your CV should match that. So if they're looking for somebody with specific experience of coaching teams, who has the various coaching levels done in the GAA right up to the highest level, perhaps, may also require good proof of their skills of working with people. And even though they might not say that in the job spec, this is what they would be looking for. So you've got to look at the job spec, see what they've written there, and then also discern from your own knowledge or from talking to people involved in the GAA what else they might be looking for that they might not have put in the job spec. And then you write your CV to meet that. People tend to write one CV and send it out there irrespective of the job they're going for. We would argue that you tailor your CV every time to the job spec, either the written job spec or the unwritten or unspoken job spec that you have discerned that they're looking for. So that when the person opening this in the county board you're sending it to, they start nodding their head saying, yes, this is the kind of a person we're looking for. So meet the job spec, meet the job spec, meet the job spec. From the word go in your CV. A trick for doing that is to create a section early in your CV called Key Achievements, Skills and Attributes. And in there you put 5 or 6 or 7 bullet points, all of which are key achievements, skills or attributes because they meet the job spec. So they would change from job to job. So in this case, if you happen to be a county footballer or a successful team coach already, or if you've worked in administration in your local sports organisation, all of these may be very relevant to the job that you're applying for. So meet that as much as you can. So that's the main thing in doing your CV for those jobs. More information on career development on sleenuacareers.com, and on there you'll find contact numbers for our offices in Dublin, Mayo and Galway. Thank you very much. Liam Horan here from Slí Nua Careers.